One of the cornerstones of North Korean state propaganda involves the origins of the country's current leader, Kim Jong-il, and his father, Kim Il-sung. Official North Korean biographies insist Kim Jong-il was born on a sacred Korean mountain, but it's widely known by scholars that Kim Jong-il's beginnings were far more humble, NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports.
Russia is one of only two countries with which North Korea, or the Hermit Kingdom, as many call it, has an open border. Pyongyang Radio uses that proximity to beam Russian-language broadcasts over the frontier. The programs ceaselessly deify Kim Il-sung and his son, the country's current leader, Kim Jong-il. The glorious biography invented for the elder Kim insists that during the early 1940s he was leading a valiant armed struggle against Japanese colonialists in Manchuria. In reality, Korea experts say Kim Il-sung was then just a rank-and-file partisan who fled to this Russian village from Manchuria. 100 miles north of the regional capital Khabarovsk, these days Vyatskaya is an unremarkable, down-at-heels farming hamlet in the middle of a pine forest. 77-year-old Anatoly Karovyakov is one of the old-timers here. He remembers Kim Il-sung, who was among the hundreds of Koreans being trained by the Soviets for a communist insurgency. Karovyakov points to the snow-covered foundations of the camp barracks where Kim Il-sung lived.
They used to walk around here freely and socialize with us. We used to see them when they came out of the camp to gather water or hay for their livestock or take care of their crops. We sometimes even rode tractors with them.
80-year-old Alexander Popov is a former KGB colonel who worked at the camp in the 1940s. Popov says the elder Kim, who was later installed by Stalin as North Korea's communist leader, was at first no different than the other Koreans in Vyatskaya. But Popov said he excelled quickly. He, of course, stood out as a leader, Popov says. Otherwise, Stalin wouldn't have agreed to appoint him. But Kim Il-sung didn't even know himself that he was being groomed for leadership. Scholars say it was here at the Vyatskoye camp that his son, current North Korean leader Kim Jong-il, was born. Though according to official legend, he was born on sacred Mount Paektu, as a double rainbow appeared overhead and a bright new star lit up the sky. Dr. Vadim Kachenko is Russia's foremost expert on North Korea. He's personally acquainted with Kim Jong-il. Tkachenko says the legend of Kim Jong-il's birth emerged in the 1960s, partly as a way of countering accusations that the Kims were Soviet stooges. They've built an attractive legend, Kachenko says, but he's well aware of where he was born, he says of the North Korean leader. This may explain the personal interest Kim Jong-il has displayed in the Khabarovsk region. He's been to the area twice on state visits in recent years, both times aboard his luxurious private train. North Korea has opened a new consulate here in the region. Its state airline now flies to Khabarovsk once a week. Here in the village of Vyatskoye, most of the few hundred locals live in ramshackle houses. Smoke from wood stoves rises above the rooftops. People here spend their time raising chickens or pigs and doing household chores like gathering firewood. The locals say they're too busy just trying to get by. Most don't seem to care that their village was the birthplace of the North Korean leader. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News.